الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for making us from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shariat is very easy. Shariat is very simple. And Shariat is very easy to understand. And more easy to practice. We have an action. And this action earns reward variantly. Sometimes we do one action, that same action, if done at another place, then the action reward increases. And there is a reason why the reward increases. For example, Salah. When we perform Salah, we get reward. Then you perform Salah with Jamaat, you get reward, more reward. Then when you perform Salah with Jamaat in a Jamaat Khana, then you get more reward. Then when you perform Salah with Jamaat in the Masjid, you get much more reward. And if you make Salah with Jamaat and in a bigger Masjid, in a Jamia Masjid, then you get more sawab. So the action which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prescribed for us will depend, and the reward will depend on the place and the time. And as far as the place is concerned, what happened at that place? Number one. And secondly, what is happening at that place? And thirdly, what is going to happen in that place? These three factors surrounding the action will increase the value, the significance, the reward, the sawab of that action. Now we learn from the hadith of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you perform salah in Jamaat, that you get 25, sometimes 27 times more reward than you perform it individually. And if you perform Salah in Haram, Makkatul Mukarrama, according to one narration, 100,000 times sawab. And then when you perform Salah in Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get 50,000 times more sawab. And the third place, you perform Salah, you get 25,000 times more reward than any other salat performed any other place is Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And then the fourth masjid, you perform salat in Masjid al-Quba. Masjid al-Quba, there is no numerical value there. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated if you perform salah there, and that is also not jama salah, nafil salah, because it was noble habit of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on Saturdays he should either go walking there or he should go by conveyance to Quba and perform two rakats of nafil salah there. Reward, you get the reward of performing and getting a reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. My advice to you is that when next time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you to Madinah to Munawwara, then go walking. You won't die. It's only 3 kilometers away. You come out of Masjid and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the right hand side of where the Imam stands, about 300 meters away, you'll find a masjid, group of masjids there. From that, those group of masjids, Masjid Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Masjid Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Masjid Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Masjid Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from those masjids you can see Masjid al-Quba. It's a straight road. Immediately after Fajr you leave. If you have a guide, generally they take you for ziyarat in Madinah to Munawwara, and the guide via the bus will show you about 21 places. Now I've been informed that figure has gone less. But if you got a good guide walking you from Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Quba, he can show you 15 places, just walking and show you the places. And you can go there at your time, perform the two rakats of Tayyatul Masjid, two rakats of Nafil Salah, and then return. And if you are too weak to return, then you can just take any transport to Riyadh, you back in time for breakfast. Breakfast finished at 10:30, so you are in time for your breakfast. South Africa don't want to miss breakfast at any cost. Nevertheless, that why now we got these differences, that in Masjid they Haram, Makkah al-Mukarramah 100,000 times, in Masjid al-Nabawi 50,000, and in Masjid al-Aqsa 25,000, and in Masjid al-Quba, I'll just explain to you the reward. Why is this difference now? The action is one, the action is Salah, but because it is performed different places, and I told you that the place has got three factors attached to it. What happened previously in that place, and what is happening there, and what is going to happen. As far as Masjid al-Haram is concerned, that the Kaaba was the first place of worship. Wuziyat lil-nas awwala baytin. It was the first bayt constructed and established for mankind on the instructions of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Malaika constructed it. So the Malaika were in charge of the Kaaba construction. Then it is stated that every Nabi and every Rasul, plus minus 124,000, all of them came to Kaaba and all of them made Tawaf. Speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that previously Hajj was obligatory upon the Anbiya, not upon their Ummat. Speciality of Ummat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and privilege of Ummat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hajj is obligatory, was obligatory upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obligatory upon the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so fortunate. Previous Anbiya, their Ummat, they is not responsible to make Hajj. Every Nabi came to Arafat, every Nabi passed through Muzdalifah, Mina, every Nabi made Tawaf of Kaaba. So can you imagine how blessed that place is? And that place, Masjid-e-Haram in Makkatul Mukarramah, with the Kaaba, with the Multazam. Multazam is that area between the door of the Kaaba and Hajar-e-Aswad. That 1.5 meter space there, that is the only space in the entire world where a Muslim has to go and place his chest on the wall, raise his hand, put his cheek there, and make dua to Allah, and dua is accepted. No other spot on the surface of the earth you do that. You name me, no other spot besides the Multazam. Speciality of Kaaba. No other stone we kiss besides the Hajar-e-Aswad. Hajar-e-Aswad came down from Jannah after construction by Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. and Ismail a.s. Then they found the Hajar-e-Aswad by the Jabal-e-Kubais. Jabal-e-Kubais, where the king's palace is and where the walking tunnels, that is Jabal-e-Kubais. And then Maqam-e-Ibrahim, according to some narration, also from Jannah, upon which Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. stood and gave the call for Hajj. So see the specialities of Makkah, the Masjid, the Kaaba, Hajar-e-Aswad, the Maqam-e-Ibrahim and Zamzam. Nowhere in the entire world Zamzam water comes out but there. And as you know, it increases when the Hujjaj increase or the people coming from Umrah increase, the water increases. And when the Hujjaj begin to go away, the water decreases. So living miracle, having shifa and having cure for many an ailment. Then you go out the Hatim, the left out portion of the Haram. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that he who performs salat in the Hatim is like one who has performed salat in the Haram itself, in the Kaaba itself. So how blessed is that place? And that is why the Anbiya were there. And beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 10 years, entire 10 years, he was making tawaf of Kaaba, making salat in the Mataf. How blessed is that place? According to some weak narrations, that under the Hatim, etc., Anbiya alayhi salam are buried, which we do not really accept. Only place in the earth that you make tawaf of a house is the Kaaba. No other place you make tawaf. Now, du'as are accepted in the Mataf, du'as are accepted under the Mizab-e-Rahmat, du'as are accepted at the Multazam, du'as are accepted when you're kissing Hajar-e-Aswad, du'as are accepted behind Maqam-e-Ibrahim, du'as are accepted in Mataf area, du'as are accepted in the Hatim area, du'as are accepted at Safa, du'as are accepted in Marwa, du'as are accepted between the two green lights. How fortunate is that place? So why won't the sawab, when you're making salah there, shoot up to 100,000? When you see so much value in that place, so that is why the sawab is now going so much. And Allah Jalla Majdahu is saying in Quran Kareem, May you azim Shair Allah. Whosoever respects and honors the symbols of Allah, the characteristics of Allah, who honors that, who respects that, they know that that person has got taqwa in his heart. Has got taqwa in the heart. That is why it is very simple that we do not put our feet facing the Kaaba. Certain people you find, they just put their feet facing the Kaaba. They say, this is a Kaaba, what's wrong? Why can't I put my feet facing it? This is the ayat refuting it. That whosoever respects, may you azim shayar Allah. Whosoever respects, you respect your father, you don't put your feet towards your father. You respect your mother, you don't put your feet towards your mother. Ulama ikram, I can narrate to you that they should not put their feet facing the Hafiz also. Because the Hafiz has got the Quran in the heart, they said, no, we do not want to put our feet facing the Hafiz. And when Allah has blessed the Kaaba, and because of the Kaaba, and because of the Haram, you get 100,000 times more sawab, then why not respect the place? So no spitting there, no root talk there, no vein talk there. Unfortunately, these days everything and everything is happening there. Running around the Kaaba like wild people, now around the Kaaba with the cell phone and musical tones, everything is going on there, unfortunately. So because of that, one reason. Secondly, currently when you make salah in the haram, because of the capacity, 1 million, 1.5 million, now the project is increased because they're going to extend it to Shubaika and Shamia, the new projects are coming, that the haram will eventually take about 3 million people. So can you imagine salat made individually, salat made congregation, salat made in your biggest masjid, 4,000, and salat made that you are standing with 1 million people. So can you imagine how much of salat now? That is why you should not have this opinion. Certain people have got it that when the tawaf is difficult and they say, no, it's too difficult, it's taking us 1 hour now, too crowded, too congested. No, that is the time to make the tawaf. Why? Because you are going to be making tawaf, although it will take you 1 hour, but there may be pious people that are making tawaf, their tawaf is getting accepted. Because their tawaf is getting accepted, you are also getting accepted. Don't you read, millions make Hajj, in Fazaila Amal, the incidents are there, that because of few people's Hajj being accepted, all the Hujjah's Hajj are being accepted. So similarly, when you've got 1 million people making Salah, then definitely in 1 million you've got a better chance of pious people being there than in a crowd of 500. So that is why, alhamdulillah, that sawab increases to 100,000 when you're making Salah in the Haram. To come, what is going to happen? I told you it will increase to 3 million. And to come, what is going to happen? Mahdi, when he will declare himself Mahdi between the Hajar Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, it will happen there. And the 313 that will take that will happen there. So future it holds also goodness and fair and fortunate for us. How blessed is Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid of Madinatul Munawwara, where you get 50,000 times a reward when you make Salat there. Again, what happened there? Can you imagine, this was the Masjid, first Masjid in Madinatul Munawwara. Built by who? None other than Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Built by who? Sahaba Ikram, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. And who was walking there for 13 years? Who? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when you walk in the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the old section, then definitely you know these were the places where beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked. These were the places where Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, all of them, radiallahu ta'ala, majmain, these Sahaba were walking there. These Sahaba were sleeping there. Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala, they were sleeping there, walking there, talking there, meeting there, discussing there, parliament there, hospital there, expeditions happening from there. Can you imagine how blessed the place is? That you, when some pious person comes to your house, then 10 years later you say, you know, certain pious person came to my house. And you tell your visitor that. Can you imagine how boastful it was, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the best creation of earth is there. And was walking there, talking there, laughing there, smiling there, crying there, weeping there, making ibadah there. And sahaba there. And here he's lying there in Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alongside him, Hazrat Abu Bakr al-Umar. Can you imagine how blessed that place is? That Jibreel alayhi salam coming there. That the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen are staying there. Pure righteous wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are staying there. Can you imagine the discussions about the welfare, spread and preaching and propagation of Islam happening in Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is so merciful taking us there. And taking us to the first where all this has happened and all this transpired. Can you imagine that angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, coming so many times. According to one history kitab called Halabi, Tariq Halabi, it is written there that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 60,000 times. Can you imagine that? And how many? And Imam Zamakhshari says that 2/3 of Quran al-Kareem came in Medina, 1/3 only came in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So can you imagine the place of Wahi? Why the place will not be blessed? And now that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried there in Masjid al-Nabawi, and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and also because of quantity now, that over given any given time when it is populated, plus 500,000 people are making salah. And the extension now will take place, and then you'll have 1 million people making Salat in Masjid al-Nabawi Sahib. And what it holds in future, that both places, Makkah and Medina, Dajjal will not be able to enter. Dajjal will enter physically everywhere except Medina and Makkah. When he comes to Khaybar, he'll see Masjid al-Nabawi, and he'll see and say, this is a beautiful white mansion and palace, and we cannot enter here. It's protected by Malaika. How fortunate are the people there, and how fortunate are those who go there. And how fortunate are the people who go to the Haram and respect the Haram. And how unfortunate are those who go there and waste time. How unfortunate are those who go there and waste their time in vanity and futile activities in the shopping complexes attached to these places. I'm not saying shopping is Haram, shop, but don't make that the purpose of the visit. Make the purpose of the visit. And now fortunate, the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is open now 24 hours. Then we got Masjid al-Aqsa. 25,000 times you get sawab there. Why? Again, see, who constructed it? Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Malaika aided, Jinnat aided. And beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as you are making imamah for 13 years in Masjid al-Nabawi and making tahajjud there too. Now, can you imagine on Miraj he made there, and he led who? All the Anbiya, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, where? In Masjid al-Aqsa. So why that place won't be blessed? And that is why the Salaam is going up, shooting up. And we should make it a point as South Africans. Allah has given us the wealth and the means that when we make journeys, go there. And also, it is part of Sharia that God put an ihram on there and go and make Umrah. And Alhamdulillah, Jibreel was there, Burak was there, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best Nabi there, going before Miraj and after Miraj, all those activities. And according to one narration, that the trumpet will be blown from there. According to another narration, that the plains of Arafat will be the plains of resurrection, but the spread will start from Masjid al-Aqsa. The spread will start from there to level all the earth up. And the accountability will be at the plains of Arafat. Fourthly, when we go to Quba, the first Masjid, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered, those days he constructed, he laid the foundation of Quba also. And because he stayed in Quba, and then he moved 1 kilometer closer to Medina, Masjid Juma, where he had the first Masjid. But because he landed in Quba, in the vicinity of the Banu Najjar, where they were singing the song Salah al-Badru Alayna, because he stayed there, he constructed, helped construct and put the foundations of Quba, the place is blessed. Because he should go there Saturday, the place is blessed. What we should do, the Sha'ir of Allah, the places of Allah, the Masjid, Madrasa, Darul Uloom, the Ulama, the Quran, the places, graveyards of Muslims, institutes of Muslims, the beard, the kurta, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those things that have been proven that this is from Sharia. As Muslims, we should honor, love, respect, and that will be a sign of taqwa in our hearts. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.